with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome along to Breakfast Roll with Cooper and Una. It's Friday, the warmest day of the year. Yeah.
Woo! How did the canaries?
You can do it. I need to ask you a question, and you've got to be upfront and honest with me, Una. No beating around the bush with this. What's on your hair? There's a clip and there's a little badge.
There's a badge?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Turn around, let me see. What is it? There's a little tag that says fabrication franchise.
What?
It's the label. You never took it off your new little banana clip or whatever it is.
I've had this for months.
The label's still on it.
Irish or how bad?
Well, she never know, I might want to return it. You ever done that? Return an item of clothing that you've worn?
No.
Oh, I don't believe you. Oh my God. We're going to have to put that and get it off your chest someday.
Once in college when I was so broke, I had to. I know. Shocking.
Absolute disgrace.
I am.
What are your plans for the weekend?
I'm hitting the road to Kerry, the only county that it's going to be raining in this weekend. Well, Cork and Kerry, so yeah.
Well, you probably think Cork deserve it.
Cork do deserve it.
How dare you? Cork is my second home.
Cork is your what?
Yeah, my second home.
Is Kerry's your first home?
No, it's not.
You're from Listowel.
No.
Your grandparents are
my
from Listowel.
Grandmother's from Listowel and my grandfather's from Lucan.
I knew there was something good about you.
And then my other
'tis the Listowel.
Grandfather's from Meath.
Yeah, but you should embrace the Kerry.
Why?
Why wouldn't you?
All right.
Okay.
Hey, where are you from, Kerry? Why? Because Una frightened me into it.
Yes. All right.
Our survey says this morning, 23% of people admit that they've done this, even though they said that they wouldn't. What is the answer?
Hello, producer Donald. Today, I'm asking you, 23% of people admit they've done this, even though they said they wouldn't do it.
Oh, what? I know exactly what my wife has done.
Oh, what is it, Cooper?
Started the new season of something before I got home.
Oh, when you were watching
didn't wait
it together.
For me.
Oh.
I know what you're up to. Yeah, yeah. Sitting there. And I'm like, why are you not interested in this? Not seeing it. I'm like, oh, have you now?
Yeah, it's nicer to watch something on your own anyway.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. There's no interruptions. No one asking silly questions.
Or pausing so you can take the time out to read the subtitles because you like to watch movies with subtitles.
I do like to watch subtitles. I don't have a problem with subtitles.
But they're English movies.
No, that's, I don't know. Not if they're English movies, I don't. No.
No, it's not the answer.
Oh, it's great. A great guess, though.
I don't think it is. so 23% of people admit they've done this even though they said they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Leave work early.
Oh, Una.
I don't leave work. Listen, I'm here. You see me slaving out there. I'm tied, married to the job.
Slaving?
Slaving. Yeah. I'm
the hardest work I've ever seen you do in here is try and find purple snacks that have gone missing.
That's
cheek. Come on, admit it.
Absolute. The name.
Pouring the place apart. I can smell them.
No, that you are correct, Cooper, in
Thank
what you're
you.
Saying,
Thank
but that's
you.
Not the right answer.
Yeah, I was very upset yesterday because I just had one purple snack and it was gone, and I was like, I had a hankering for another one, and there was none left. I was going around. Regularly.
You literally straight after eating that, when you stood up, slammed your hand on the desk, says, "There's no chocolate." I'm like, "You've just had a purple snack." Yeah, but there's none more left. And then your use of the language of that came out of your mouth broke down. You had a sugar crash. I think you need to go and get tested.
What?
Everything. Anyway, let's get back to the thing at hand.
You need to get tested.
I did, and I'm fine.
I'm not talking about... Okay, fine.
Right. The survey today. 23% of people admit they've done this even though they've said they wouldn't do it. What is it?
087-1102-107. What do you reckon it is? Send your voice notes. Producer Donald.
23% of people admit they've done this even though they've said they wouldn't. What is it?
Is the answer shift their friend's ex-boyfriend? I did it 6 years ago and the guilt still consumes me. There's no name on that text.
Well, they were broke up though, yeah?
I know, but it's kind of like...
No,
you know
man,
what I mean? Yeah, you don't... Yeah. That's territory now. That's been peed on, so you just don't go there.
Don't go there. Yeah. Noted. Do you hear that, everyone? Don't go there.
Don't go there. No, it's not the answer.
Okay, Noel says, is that you said you wouldn't order a takeaway at the weekend and then you did.
Oh, yeah, you can't bother cooking, like. I get it.
I think it's illegal to cook at the weekend.
Yeah.
Unless you're barbecuing, that's different.
You know, some people don't get takeaways at all. They're like, they'll just make it themselves, whatever they want.
House
Imagine
house.
Having that energy.
Sorry.
You do get takeaway.
No, not really.
Well, you do. And the only reason you don't is because it's you live miles away from one.
So I don't then?
You do. You've gotten takeaway in the past. Well, yeah.
I have in the past, but it might be once every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, okay, but that's still getting takeaway.
It's not every second day like yourself.
I don't get. Hey, don't have the money for that.
It's not the answer. No.
Okay, get your guesses in on 087-102-107. The question is:
23% of people admit they've done this, even though they said they wouldn't. What is it?
All right, 087-102-107. Producer Donald, what is going on? What's the question we're looking for
today? 23% of people admit they've done this, even though they said they wouldn't do it. What is it?
Stay out late.
Oh, yeah. When you're having a good night and you're in the vibe of it, it's like, oh, what time is it? Oh, this is later than I said it was.
Yeah, I'll be home soon. It's just, I'm just, one of the lads is out and he said just want to meet for a coffee and watch the match. So, it's one coffee match. I'll be home after that.
8 hours later.
Basically, yeah.
Have you tried this kebab? It's delicious. Yeah, okay, have you ever tried these cheesy garlic fries? No, don't like that. Right, what else have I got over here?
No, it's not all the right answer, no.
Is the answer to survey says that they said they wouldn't do an online clothes haul to try and save money, but they did. Anyway, Sally Ellen and Nace.
Oh, yeah.
There's there's something about a clothes haul, just when you click, yeah, purchase, buy, mine, dopamine hit. It's just something.
By the way, myself and Donald just looks at each other with raised eyebrows. It's like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Una's on a roll.
That was scary.
Like, scroll, click, purchase, dopamine hit.
Yeah, that's
a new Calvin Harris song.
It is a dopamine hit. And then you're waiting for, oh yeah, go on, do it.
Scroll it, buy it, dopamine hit it.
No, the answer is,
I gotta say, there's one more guess here from Sean Doherty. Says there's a pee in the shower. I won't do it. It's gotta be that, isn't it?
No, that must be a higher percentage.
Yeah.
No, it's not the answer. 23% of people admit they've snooped on their ex's socials even though they said they wouldn't.
Uno, okay.
I don't stop a snoop at ex's socials.
Very defensive about it.
Not anymore, anyway.
Since they changed the algorithm, I can't figure out how to do it.
Breakfast rolls.
So there you go. That's our survey says. Now let's quickly move over to my friend Una, who is going to talk about her dry scalp.
Well, yes, it's.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, you've done nothing but talk about my my toilet time and my itchy feet and various other ailments that I have that we should never have brought up because it was all said in private.
Okay, so fine. It's an issue. I have dry scalp. Yeah. I have seborrheic dermatitis.
Of course you'd have a name for it.
Yeah, which is basically eczema on your scalp.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's just finding it very difficult to get rid of it. Mm. So recently I bought this machine called a Kelavon. It was pricey enough, but it's basically like a Hoover for your scalp. So you don't have to be worrying about any like dry powder, like if you're in a black top or something, that you can see the dandruff when you use this.
Yeah.
So your man was on to me anyway, and he was like, oh, how are you getting on with it? And I was like, oh, yeah, thanks. It is great. Yeah, really good. Thanks a million. And now he's after getting in touch with me because they're a small startup.
Yeah.
And he's after asking me if I would do a testimonial video for them. And he was like,
Are you an influencer now? Is that what you are? You're an influencer?
I'm not an influencer, but it's like an actual, he wants a real testimonial. He was like, it would mean so much to me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, leave it with me. I'll see if I can make something work next week. And they're like, oh, wow, that is amazing. You have no idea how much it would mean to me. Thank you. Have a great day. And now I'm like, don't want to do it. Don't want people knowing my business, that I got all up my business, that I got dry scalp.
Everybody knows that you got a vacuum cleaner for your head. Do you remember years ago, and it popped up in my Facebook memories recently, that you and our producer at the time, Trish, got in these guys who put this device on my head that would cure me baldness?
Did it work?
No! I'm worse. And I think there was a letter afterwards apologising that the device doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God. But this thing, it actually does. It hoovers the stuff off your scalp. Like, your scalp feels clean afterwards.
No, use sellotape, gaffer tape or something like that.
No, that doesn't work. Because you take your hairs off with it as well. So I'm like, oh, I feel really bad now, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I'd be mortified. Like,
so you've committed to it now, Una.
Will you take the video of me? What will I say about it? It's a hoover for your scalp.
This thing sucks. The dry skin off your scalp. Hey, why don't you put it in the into your drawer and we'll give it away and rhyme it.
No one wants to use it after I've used it. And it was actually pricey enough, you know.
Bit spenny, was it?
It was very spenny,
wouldn't
yeah.
Like you. Sure, look at the wages you're on.
Exactly. How did I afford it?
Here's Alicia from Sligo playing Rhyme It this morning.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Top score to beat this week is a joint score of 6 from Kira and Cuiva. It was Monday and yesterday that they got this. So that means that whoever's on today has to beat this to actually win. If they get a 6, we have to put everybody's names on the wheel, which is Banjax, and we just might write their names in and pick one out of a hat.
Yeah, I think so.
Listen, we'll get creative. We'll do rock, paper, scissors, whatever happens. Playing this morning, though, on the train. Alicia, good morning.
Hello.
Morning, how are you?
Good. Get the driver to honk his horn. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
So,
big day from Sligo to Dublin on the train.
Ooh.
How fun.
Yeah, hopefully. Just a random trip.
Who's there with you, Alicia?
So, my son, Isaiah, and my daughter, Ezra, and my dad.
Oh,
lovely. I get the pass.
Yeah. I need to go to Dublin. Who's going to pass? Grant, I'm your assistant.
You're coming with me.
Very good. Yeah. Excellent. I love a good train ride.
Yeah.
You get to see so much more of the countryside as well.
You do.
Yeah.
Have they brought back the carts yet?
No, I don't think so. We have bags of stuff with us anyway to keep everybody entertained. So,
All
that my daughter wants is, she's just like, Kit Kat, Kit Kat, Kit Kat.
I like her style.
Yeah.
I like her style.
She was like me on the way to work this morning. All I wanted was a Kit Kat, pulled into the garage, got a Kit Kat. I was happy out.
Yeah. Give her a break, Alicia.
Very good, isn't it?
Okay, so you've got loads of
you can finish
there.
Up. You've done your work for the day.
I've peaked. I'm gone.
Don't worry, you can do. Right, the top score to beat in Rhyme It this morning is 6. And all you got to do is rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. And your word to rhyme with this morning is?
Sphere. S-P-H-E-R-E. Sphere. Okay?
Sphere.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Can't think of anything that rhymes with sphere.
Oh, you will now in a minute.
Yeah, you'll be listening.
Perfect.
All right, okay. Very best of luck to you. 30 seconds start now.
Thank you.
You'd wear a hearing aid in your what?
Ear.
The back of something could be referred to as the what?
Rear.
When you're upset, you may shed one of these.
Tear.
An ancient weapon.
Fear.
There are 52 weeks in one of these.
Year.
A level or grade within an organization's hierarchy is called what?
Tear.
Bambi is a baby what?
Deer.
A phobia of something is also known as
fear.
A what? You do this
fear.
To sheep when they get too woolly.
Fear.
Time is up, unfortunately. You got cut off on that one. That's a shame. So it was 6 to beat, and there was a tie with Kieran Cuiva. But you got 8!
Oh my God!
Go, Alicia! You are on fire!
Thank you!
Excellent work! You win the contents of my drawers.
What's in there? Do we have the contents?
Do we have the contents?
We've got purple snacks.
Purple snacks.
iRadio goodies. What? I know.
Yeah.
My daughter's eyes just lit up there when you said purple snacks.
Carol after my own heart.
It may be just a wrapper, and you can smell the reminiscence of it. Don't get too excited now, love.
I don't. I will. There'll definitely be purple snacks
loads
of iRadio goodies.
Yeah, we'll throw in an extra few bits.
Kit Kats as well. Yeah.
Don't be.
What? Ezra likes the Kit Kat. Give the girl a Kit Kat.
You can pay for it then.
Fine, I will do.
It's all right.
I'm sound. See that now, Alicia.
Hi.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
It's all right.
Thanks a million, guys.
Thank you so much. Listen, have a safe trip on the train to Dublin, okay?
Thank you and happy weekend.
Happy weekend.
Are you on my tier? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So you were talking about asking to do a video to endorse a product. Look for money for that, missus. Do you know what I mean?
He hasn't offered any money.
This is where you go back to him and say, this is how much it costs.
What will I say?
I know. You're a high profile lady.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm not a high profile lady.
I was asked to do a getting ready for a gig video
from
an agency, and I'm like, what? It's the do you know what? I'll read out the word to you right, the wording to you right now. And my first initial thought was,
I'll stop mortified for you.
Cringe. How are you? Will you do a come to come with me to work video?
Oh my God. So I get up in the morning, change my socks, change my jocks, brush my teeth.
Well, I do my kick off of me jocks.
No, don't do your kick off of your jocks. Actually, do. Yeah, definitely, definitely do that. Yeah. Oh, so you have to do...
But I don't have to. I haven't agreed to it. But it's a case of like, who cares? Who cares watching me getting ready for work?
But they're a big thing now. Get ready with me. Come with me while I get ready for work, or come with me while I go for a walk.
So do I include like my shower and skincare routine? And
yeah, I have to. So I took a shower, then afterwards moisturised my face, then I came out, brushed my teeth, flossed,
moisturised my feet,
and you know,
did me elbows as well,
plucked me nose hairs.
Yeah, plucked me nose hairs. Yeah.
you should definitely do it, but do it as like a piss take and see what they say. That'd be so funny.
They'd be
so
like funny. Oh, that's amazing. I'm going to charge the crap out of them for this one. Do you know what? I've got that off my chest now. Thank you very much. And this is Get It Off Your Chest from this morning.
Get it off your chest. Somebody's about to have a rant this morning, which is what we're here for. If you'd like to get something off your chest, if something's happened to you recently or something's bugging you, niggling at you, maybe on the daily or maybe in work, or maybe just you've come across something, you've been standing in line, somebody's standing too close to you. Stop standing too close to me. 087-110-2107. Una, what we got?
Well, this is definitely niggling at John. It's a gripe. He says, hi guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm just not over it. I was out for a group meal with family and a few friends recently, and the food I got was honestly one of the worst things I've ever been served. Mm-hmm. It was cold, tasted awful, and I'm not exaggerating when I say it was nearly inedible, but because we were in a big group, I didn't want to make a scene or be that person complaining in front of everyone. So I just sat there smiling, nodding along to the conversation while internally I was fighting for my life, trying not to gag. I picked at it, forced down what I could, and left the rest, hoping no one would notice. Now I'm raging at myself because I paid €30 for something I didn't even enjoy, and I was starving again later. And I ended up throwing in a fiver for a tip. Why? Am I mad for not saying anything, or would most people just suffer through it like I did? Is this an Irish thing, John in Mayo?
John, I'm mad for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Something like that happened to me recently as well. And I just, because when you're, especially if you're with a big group, and if you want to say, sorry, there's something wrong with my food here. And then the whole table goes quiet. And then the focus in the restaurant zones in. It's like that zoom lens in on you. And you're just like, oh.
No, dude, you are making a big thing about that in your head. You imagined that, oh, if I say anything about my food now, yeah, everyone is going to stop talking, like in a film, and just stare at me, and they'll all point and think, oh, look at, there he is, upsetting the whole atmosphere.
100%, that's me.
They would not happen. It wouldn't happen. They'd be like, look at him now, fair play to him. Go on, Coop.
It's kind of like when the wait staff go around and they say, and what will you have? I always feel like the whole table goes quiet and then is looking at me. It's like,
yeah,
it's probably in my head that they're looking at me. Do you know what I mean? I don't think anybody is.
But people want to know what, like, I would stop to hear what my friends are getting because I'm like, ooh, have I chosen wrong? Will I get the food envy when that comes out? I don't want the FOMO of the food envy.
Well, I don't know how you would get food envy anyway, because you usually take it off their plate anyway when they're not looking. Why don't you get chips? Because I'm not getting chips and I'm going to have some of your chips anyway. So get your chips.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I think that John you need to have a talk with yourself. You've got to look at yourself in the mirror and just go, no, I'm not. This is obviously, it's niggling you. So you have to say, right, I need to do something to get over this. I think it would be healing for you, John, to go back to the restaurant, ask for the manager and tell him about your experience and how it affected you. And you want your €35 back.
I feel nauseous thinking about it.
You don't feel that the tip was deserved.
Yeah.
Oh God, no. Actually, leave the tip. That's mean. Leave the tip.
It wasn't the wait staff's issue.
No, it wasn't. No. It was the chef. Yeah.
Unless the wait staff actually made the whatever it was that was brought out and they found it on the floor and just put it in a bowl and served it to them.
If it was something really bad, I wouldn't send it back. But I have friends that, for a better term, and I don't like using it, but they are Karens. And I was out recently.
You said it now.
And two of us, it was really bad. The meal was really bad. And it was this really fancy restaurant. And it was going to be expensive. And I was like, are you sure we can get chips on the way back? 'Twill be grand. And she was like, no, not having it. So the wait staff came over and she told them about her meals being terrible.
Yeah.
So everything was free.
You're kidding me.
Everything was free. They sent us over complimentary dessert, complimentary drinks.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You see, people who shout loudest get dessert.
get spooked.
Let's keep it in. We put on a t-shirt. All right. It'd be interesting to see. Are you the type of person that complains, or do you just keep quiet like John and Mayo?
And you and Stephen Cooper.
Yeah. So 087-110-2107. Be interesting to see as well, if you work in a restaurant, how do you deal with people who do actually complain? Are you just like, oh, well, wait till you see how much I spit in your
food?
Oh, no. Get it off your chest this morning. Uno, who is saying what about what this morning?
John and Mayo. He has a gripe. He went to a restaurant with a big group of people. His food was absolutely awful, inedible. But he didn't want to complain because he didn't want the attention. He didn't want to kill the vibe. Yeah. So he just tried to eat it and ended up paying €30 for food he didn't eat and gave a fiver tip as well. And now he's like kind of raging at himself. And he wants to know if other people do this, or should he have said something?
Yeah. On that, actually, on the tip thing, you know, if you're paying by card, and there's like a gate, and it says how much, and it has percentages of how much you want to tip, and you have to say no, or 10, or 20, or 15 before you can actually proceed with the tip thing.
I hate that.
I'm like, obviously 20.
You're a paying customer, and the customer's always right, so we should have told them and definitely not give them a tip.
Should have told them, I know, but then there's the whole thing of telling them, and then I'm against that. I'm allergic to it.
You are, but then you'll go on and bang on and on and on about it to the rest of us for days afterwards. Do you know what I mean? That's not being true to yourself.
But you're my friend.
I'm your friend, but you got to be true to you. You could have, you know, live your truth. You should have gone up that time and said, listen, my pasta's manky. Take it back, and I'm not paying for it.
It's a great name for a band. All right, keep your opinions coming on this. Una, get it off your chest this morning.
Okay, so John and Mayo's been in touch, and he has something to get off his chest, and he's kind of raging. He was out for dinner with a big group of people the other night, and his meal was awful. He struggled to eat it. He didn't complain because he didn't want to cause a fuss, and he didn't want people looking at him. So he said nothing, paid €30 for the meal, and gave a fiver tip, and now in hindsight, he's raging at himself, and he wants to know if anyone else has been in this position before, and, you know, did they say something? Should he have said something? Should he go back?
Yeah, well, I feel his pain because I've never sent food back. I can't do it.
You've never sent food back? Even if there is like a hair in your food? Or
mortified to be like, oh, listen, it's only a hair. It's not going to kill me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't like sending things back either, but I have in the past that they're very, very bad.
See, it could be a wolf here and I could turn into a werewolf. Superpowers. Just look at it like that.
What? You're a strange man.
I certainly am. Kat, what are you saying?
So, I think I would complain because I worked in hospitality for years myself. I know what is it like. Especially when it comes to dining with family, and I often bring my kids. Mm-hmm. If something was wrong, I would just say it loud and clear. Like being polite at the same time. But it's just the fact you haven't got what you paid for, really. And you were made, well, kind of, to eat what you really didn't like it and you didn't enjoy. And maybe it would be worth to ask some other members of your family, were they happy with their meal? I would definitely come back to the restaurant and explain what happened and that you were not happy.
Oh, go back to the restaurant after the day.
Well, that's what I said at the start. It might be healing for him to go and say, ask for the manager and just be like, listen, this is the experience I had the other night. This is how it's affected me. And I just want you to know.
All right. I would love to hear, for anybody who is a manager or works in a restaurant, that anybody's come back like a couple of days later saying, hello, I was here with my family. There was 23 of us and the food was absolutely atrocious. Service was fantastic, but...
Well, he shouldn't look for his money back because, you know, it's too late now.
Just a little bit of feedback for them.
It's for him.
Now, we've disguised this person's voice because they want to stay completely anonymous, and we've disguised their name. I'm just going to call them Karen for the crack.
Juicy.
This is very juicy.
My partner works in a kitchen, and he has done for years, and from horror stories that he's told me, I'm scarred for life forever. Send it back food.
Brace yourselves.
From past chefs that he's worked with, rubbing food where food should never go, or like chefs spitting in food. And yeah, it's just scarred me for life. Forever send back food.
I say that's very, very rare.
I thought that things like that were an urban legend.
Yeah, I no way. Anybody who's a chef who wants to come on, admit it, we'll disguise your voice.
Oh, please.
Hi, this is Ned Schneebly.
All right, keep them coming. 087-1102-107. What should they do? Should they go back and make a complaint, or just like, you know, take your, have you had your cake, you ate it, you didn't like it, just put up with it and be glad that you're still alive? So somebody went out for dinner with their family. They didn't like their food. They were frightened to complain, but even gave a tip, but weren't happy at the end of it.
No, now they're raging that they didn't.
Yeah.
That they didn't complain.
And I, you know, I agree with them. I'd be raging as well, but
You still wouldn't have said anything, though.
No, absolutely not. Like, I remember being out for my anniversary, wedding anniversary dinner, getting a steak. The steak tasted like it was cooked in a soapy burnt pan, and it was overcooked, and it was absolutely disgusting. Lisa's like, is everything all right? I'm like, yeah.
Did you send it back?
No.
Yeah.
I'd be mortified. It'd ruin the night, Una.
I remember getting steak that was cut up for me already. They had cut up my steak.
They've seen you cut before.
They cut up my steak, and it came with vinegar, balsamic vinegar.
Oh,
I'm like, where's the pepper cream sauce? Pepper. Where's the garlic? And my friend was like, because it was in a kind of a funky, cool place, so my friend wouldn't let me, because I was so hated with the balsamic vinegar. Funky. My palate's not highbrow enough for that stuff.
No, your friends don't like to tell you, but they like to bring you to restaurants where they don't trust you to handle cutlery. There's a picture of Una in every restaurant. Don't give this one a knife, whatever you do. All right.
Hi, guys. I think you definitely should have said something, because, you know, maybe everyone else at the table were thinking the same thing. The food was terrible, and, you know, they definitely should have spoken up. Like, if they don't say anything, nothing's going to change, and the food is still going to be terrible. Like, it's feedback for the whole restaurant, really.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do now. Maybe the next time, definitely speak up. Like, no one else is going to judge. Like, if everyone else thinks the food is terrible and no one's saying anything, like, it's just... it's not going to change things at all.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the new season of the Gordon Ramsay thing, where he's all the hidden cameras and people reporting of how badly the restaurant was run and stuff. Then he goes in and starts shouting at everybody of how bad the food is. And there was one there the other night where it was a seafood restaurant by the sea, but they were getting their crab from like China in the can.
Ah, no way.
and the owner didn't even know. And oh my God, he was like completely calling them out. But could you imagine owning a restaurant and having a Gordon Ramsay or one of your friends coming in and shouting at them? All right, let's get one more on this.
Hey, how are you? So my wife, she's gluten-free and dairy-free, so she, you know, her food has to be very particular.
Yeah.
But she's no problem calling any restaurant out. But I do be mortified. But there was one time I got a curry and I'd ordered a steak sandwich, and I would have eaten the curry and said not a thing. So I was very grateful that day that she spoke up with me. But generally, I do be mortified.
I'd be the same. If I ordered a steak and the curry came, I'd be like, it is what it is. All right, thank you so much. If you'd like to get anything off your chest, we'd love to hear from you. 087-1102-107.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go.
It was a very special morning on the show today because we were talking about iRadio's Secret Session, which is coming to Galway on May 1st. Not your typical night out, is it, Una?
No, it's going to be absolutely epic, and it's all for such a great cause as well.
Yeah, making some noise for Focus Ireland. One night, one secret location, one reason to help fight to end child homelessness. So we announced Jamie McIntyre. You're going to hear from him now in a second. And if you want to get tickets, they are very limited. They're only €20. It's a bloody steal. Wait till you hear the rest of the lineup, which we will announce throughout the week. You can get yours now at iradio.ie. Raise your voice, raise some money, and help give every child a place to call home. And also, if you're on Instagram, the link is in our bio as well, so it's easy. Just drop down, click that link as well. Anyway, here's Jamie McIntyre, who came in to studio to sing us some songs. This is iRadio, where hit music lives. It's Cooper Nuna, and we are very excited to announce, we have a big announcement. Our first act for iRadio's Secret Session in Ada Focus Ireland in Galway on Friday, May 1st. Are you ready for it?
please welcome Jamie McIntyre.
Woo!
That was Jamie booing himself. Yeah. How are you, Manuel?
I'm all good. How are you keeping?
Really good. We are delighted to have you as the first act. How buzzed are you?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, yeah. It's going to be great. I love playing in Galway as it is, obviously, being a Galway man. So
obviously,
yeah.
Yes.
So we'll take any chance I get. And yeah, it sounds like it's a very good cause as well. So
you've had a pretty successful journey, and like you're only a young fella as well. So like from busking on the street to millions and millions of streams on Spotify and on YouTube. So can you take us on that journey?
I've always loved music. I had kind of an agreement with my dad that if I went to college that I would be able to do music afterwards, but I think it was a bit of a loose agreement. I don't think he really wanted me to do it, but
right,
which is fair enough, you know, he's just being an old fella, so that's all right. But yeah, I went through college and I started busking kind of just before I went into college, and I was busking for a few years and kind of treated it as almost a game and leveled up then to the gigs, the pub gigs, and playing 6 to 8 gigs a week.
Wow.
And that was just to kind of fund the releases. And then I realized, oh, I'm going into final year now, so I should probably get something sorted for when I leave.
Yeah.
And then I got the chance to open for Gavin James in Paris through 3 city stages. From then on, I just kind of realized, right, I had it in my thesis a month late and the lecturer let me off with it. So that was fine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't know how I managed to do that. He did not like me at all. But
he's a fan of your tunes.
He must be, yeah. Terrible taste in music.
So there's a tip for anybody who's late with a thesis. Just say, I've been busking and I've been on tour.
Yeah, yeah,
I've been on tour with Gavin James.
Yeah.
You can check on him if you like.
Use it as an excuse, yeah.
Here's the other. Yeah, it was him, yeah.
Jamie, you are a proud Galway man, and we always say there's something so special about Galway. Like, you're all tapped. There's something in the water down there. Like, so could you describe Galway in 3 words?
Really, really tapped.
It's pretty good.
It's very artsy. You're able to, I feel like, express yourself there, so I don't know how it. Nice.
Nice is good.
People are so sound and friendly.
Sound, yeah. We're just kind of laid back, I think, because we're left out the other side of the country, so I think we have our own rules.
You're so far away from the pale.
Exactly. Exactly.
There she goes again.
What? I'm not bashing Dublin. I never bash Dublin. What?
Huh? Also, come here. I just saw your socials. You're playing Electric Picnic.
Yeah.
Somehow. What the hell? Yeah.
Incredible.
That's cool.
And what your dad have to say to that?
Yeah, I was like, don't look at dad. Don't look at you. Told you. Told
you.
To be fair to him, I feel awful bad because if you listen to this, he is on board completely now. Like, it just took him a while. He's an old-fashioned Irish man. He wanted me to get a degree and get a job, and that was fair enough. Thankfully, my mother was like, no, go for the music. So I was like, yeah. So he is sound about it. He's very supportive.
What were you studying?
I was doing children's studies, so I was going to become a primary school teacher, and I'd done placement in a school, and then I realised that I'd never wanted to do it again.
Jamie, I always slag the teachers about like how much holidays and stuff they have because I'm pure jealous of them. Yeah. Like, but I have 4-year-old twins, so dudes, you are amazing. I worship you. Thank you so much.
But they found my TikTok when I was on placement. The kids found it and they all thought I was famous, so I was made sing a load of songs on the last day.
Good.
So it was kind of nice.
Cute.
A few of them booed.
I love that. Speaking of songs now, if you could take ownership of any song ever, like that you've written the lyrics and the melody and everything, what song would it be?
Probably A-Team Ed Sheeran or Blackbird, Paul McCartney, I think.
Lovely. One of them too. Love Blackbird, yeah.
It's a very uneducated answer. From looking at your socials, like you're quite active on social media and quite creative, which is really, really good. And you have to be like that. Mm. But when you see some of your live footage, like what's the experience like when your audience are singing word for word your songs back to you? What's that feel like?
I can't. I wish I could bottle it up. Like, you know, when I'm playing, I think when you're playing the show, you're kind of in the mindset of like, I just have to get this job done, and this is people have paid. That's the thing I've kind of struggled with, is almost realizing, okay, now people have paid to come and listen to me, so I have to get on a good show.
But, don't mess it up, Jamie.
Yeah, don't mess it up. But to be honest, like, it's just like playing a pub gig, but people know who you are and they know the music, and they came because they love the tunes. So it's just about kind of taking it in, and it's crazy. Like, it's hard to wrap my head around. I was busking last year, like, so it's cool to see people showing an interest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
that's fantastic.
Do you have any kind of like rituals that you do backstage beforehand, like, you know, maybe meditation, or do you have lucky jocks or lucky socks?
I don't have a lucky. I just wear white socks all the time, and I'm so bad for not washing them, just going to Penny's and buying a new pack.
Yeah.
So that, I do that it's before rock and roll every show. Right, yeah. I don't need like £3, so I just like, I'll get them. And
it's on the big money now.
Yeah. What can I say? Yeah.
Fresh
but,
t-shirt for every gig. Box,
it's,
always,
it's all Penny's. It's always Penny's. Yeah.
Now, Una's going to be checking you fresh socks on Friday. Jamie McIntyre, you were the first act for our secret session. But I've a little bit of information to get out there about Focus Ireland as well, because this is why we're doing this gig. There are currently over 5,000 children in Ireland without a home, and we want you to make a difference. We are getting out there, we are making noise, and on Friday, May 1st, there's loads of people getting involved and making noise, organising their own events, raising your voice, raising some money. You can sign up and donate now, iradio.ie/focus. Jamie, what does this mean to you about doing something for this amazing cause?
I think it's just having the platform now to be able to play and make it some sort of difference where outside of my music is always, it's always a blessing. So even busking, you know, you see people who are homeless and they're listening to the songs and all that kind of stuff. And, and you want to be able to bring some sort of joy in any way you can. So I think that I'm always delighted to do these kind of things. So it's great.
So delighted to have you on board. Thank you very much. And we cannot wait to get another song from you. How are your vocals feeling?
Rusty, but they'll be alright.
Una's not going to sing over you like she tried to for the cover.
Yeah,
but maybe in the background.
I was going to be backing you, but they told me not to ask you because I'd make show myself. I'm not allowed to sing on the radio.
So we're going to get one of your own songs now. What are we going to hear?
Melbourne.
Oh my gorgeous. God, amazing. I saw you perform that on your socials as well in Belfast. It looked absolutely amazing.
It was fun.
All right, Jamie McIntyre on iRadio for our Focus Ireland secret session May 1st in Galway. Jamie McIntyre, Melbourne. Take it away.
You got plans to go and I can't change them. I won't try to, but I'm kind of excited for you. I think it's right that you move. Whole new life in front of your eyes. Seems like you're going left while I'm taking a right. The timing was set up to lose. You're here then you're gone, it's so soon. I guess that life set up that way. It gives you things but you can't take in case you lose them. I guess that's true then. Doing what my heart says is right, but I'm gonna lose her and that's fine. At least I gotta hold her hand. She's in my head, now I'm dreaming of Melbourne. Maybe we lost track of the time, or she took the wind out of my kite. Wish I met her in September, she's gone away now, she's living in Melbourne. All the love you hold, it wakes me at night knowing you gotta go. But the world now is tainted with blue. All signs just run back to you. Guess I'll let you know I miss all the moments our hearts got to hold. Now I have to let go of you. But we'll never know if it's true. I guess that life set up that way. It gives you things but you can't take in case you lose them. I guess that's true then. Doing what my heart says is right, but I'm gonna lose her and that's fine. At least I gotta hold her hand. She's in my head, now I'm dreaming of Melbourne. Maybe we lost track of the time, or she took the wind out of my kite. Wish I met her in September, she's gone away now, she's living in Melbourne. Doing what my heart says is right, but I'm gonna lose her and that's fine. At least I gotta hold her hand. She's in my head, now I'm dreaming of Melbourne. Maybe we lost track of the time, or she took the wind out of my kite. Wish I met her in September, she's gone away now, she's living in Melbourne. Doing what my heart says is right, but I'm gonna lose her and that's fine. At least I gotta hold her hand. She's in my head, now I'm dreaming of Melbourne. Maybe we'll strike all the time. Oh, she took the wind out of my kite. I wish I met her in September. She's gone away, now she's living in Melbourne. She's gone away now. She's living in Melbourne.
God, Jamie!
Incredible.
Absolutely amazing. Oh my God, box that voice up and put a lock on it. My God, absolutely incredible. Talent is just oozing out of this man's pores.
It's his Galway kid. Yeah, it's the Galway in him. It's the Galway in him.
Jamie McIntyre, we cannot wait to see you live on our secret session with Focus Ireland in Galway. Thank you so much for coming into iRadio.
Thanks a million for having me.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that, my friends, is Breakfast Rolled. That's our podcast. Ready to get out of here for the weekend?
I'm ready to get out of here and go hoover me scalp.
You go do it. Oh, look who's calling me.
Who's calling you? Oh my God. Her name is Sandra Cooper. Do not have her in your phone as Sadie Cooper.
Hang on a sec. She's my sister's. Oh, she's hung up.
Yeah.
I didn't get to her on time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Take her out of your phone as Sadie. It's ridiculous.
She wants to be called Sadie.
But she can't be. It's not right.
Who do you think you are?
Her name is Sandra. She was christened Sandra. She can't say, no, my name is Sadie. No, Sadie's the name of my daughter, and that's that.
Oh, that's what it is.
No.
I'm going to change my name to Jamie.
I'm going to change my name to...
Go on, you can do it. Come on,
I'm going to change my name
great comeback.
To Margaret Robbie. Or Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Your ass is being sued. All right. Thank you so much for hanging out. Don't forget, check out iradio.ie and on our Instagram. The link is in our bio for you to get tickets. Only €20. iradio.ie. Link in our Instagram bio at This Is iRadio for iRadio's secret session with Focus Ireland. Ciao bella.
Ciao bella.